This is Everyday Bioethics. In this episode, Paige Cunningham, Executive Director of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, explores thinking bioethically. And now here's Paige.
A few weeks ago, Nicholas confided to me that he had kidney disease and his condition is getting worse. Nicholas is considering whether to be added to the national transplant waiting list. Last fall, Maria asked me if I knew any infertility specialists. Her daughter and son-in-law were advised by their doctor to pursue IVF immediately, but they felt pressure rather than support. Last year, Charlotte was told that she was a match for someone who needed her bone marrow. The procedure would be risky for this young mother, but the potential recipient was very sick. The names are pseudonyms, but the stories are true. What do these scenarios have in common? They all involve a bioethical decision and some stress related to that decision. This illustrates a point I often make. Each of us will make at least one bioethical decision in our lifetime, but we don't know when that situation will arise, and often it is emotionally and physically stressful. We know from research and practical experience that it is difficult to make wise decisions under stress. Some kinds of decisions must be made quickly. Do I choose chemo, which will be excruciating but might extend my life by 6 months? Or do I reject the chemo and have 3 comfortable months with my family? This is not the ideal time to discover moral principles or theological concepts. All this points to the need to develop a strong foundation to form our moral conscience before we are in the midst of a crisis. We need to learn to think bioethically as Christians now in our everyday lives. If you have listened to my Everyday Bioethics commentaries, you will have heard me get at these issues in a variety of ways, updating you on technological developments, using news stories to illustrate an ethical principle, pointing out how Hollywood interprets these issues, and expanding our understanding of our responsibility both for our own bodies and for our common humanity. The cumulative effect, we hope, is to help you see what it means to respect the dignity of every single human being, no matter if they are very tiny, very old, very sick, or very disabled. Thinking bioethically makes us aware that many health decisions are not just medical choices, but are also moral choices. It is heartbreaking for someone to go down a path assisted by medical technologies and realize they've arrived at a point where there is no morally good option. Decisions regarding infertility and assisted reproduction, for example, inevitably implicate moral decisions. Couples are often unaware that pastoral counsel is advisable, and all too often, pastors are equally uninformed. The first step in thinking bioethically is becoming aware. Nicholas, Maria, and Charlotte are aware. I invite you to join them and us in the life-affirming journey of thinking and living bioethically. Helping you understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, this is Paige Cunningham.
Helping us to understand tomorrow's bioethical issues today, Everyday Bioethics is a production of the Center for Bioethics and Human Dignity, a Christian bioethics research center at Trinity International University. For more information, visit our website at everydaybioethics.org. And thanks for listening.